What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Look, phone lines are closed right now because I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a lot going on out there. Now, apparently, Senator John McCain is meeting with Iranian dissidents. Now, they're all in Albania at the moment. He's out there with his photo op and talking about someday Iran will be free. And we've seen this before. This is the beginning of a new Maidan, a new color revolution, a new regime change from John McCain, who never met a war he didn't like, except the one he crashed all those planes in. And I'd like to remind everybody that John McCain's actual job is supposed to be Arizona. He's going around, gets his picture taken with the ISIS leadership, and now we find out the U.S. is supporting ISIS again. And they still have their sights on Iran. Oh, Iran is evil. Iran is bad. Iran has not launched, has not initiated a war of conquest against another nation in over 200 years. And again, the government and the corporate media have failed to convince Americans that we are under threat from Iran because someday they may build a nuclear weapon. But the same logic applies to them that applies to North Korea. Even if they had a nuclear weapon, even if Saddam had a nuclear weapon, all they could do is march it down the street in a parade, like they just had in North Korea, or put it in a museum. No nation is going to carry out an unprovoked attack on the United States of America because of our nuclear deterrent. It's ridiculous to portray Iran as a threat. The reason Iran is in the crosshairs, a couple of different reasons. Like I said, assassinations and wars never happen for just one reason. Iran still has a state central bank. They do not allow private central banking. And of course, they are a regional power that stands up to Israel. And Israel wants all these countries broken into little tiny pieces that can be bullied and pushed around. Now, earlier we were talking about this Booga Booga scare campaign that North Korea has agents in all 50 states with biological weapons, blah, 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 and trying to ramp up the fear, which may signal yet another false flag attack. The Department of Homeland Security is saying the FBI is now following Islamic terror groups in all 50 states and that the threat has reached an all-time high. Gee, wasn't that open borders thing a really, really good idea? Again, fear is used to control you. Disasters are used to control you. Tragedies are used to control you. We have a government that controls you through lies, fraud, and deception because they don't know any other way. There is no other way because what the people in the government want is not what the American people want. Now, apparently, Russian bombers flew near Alaska. They were in international airspace, but the U.S. is saying that they flew into American identification zone, the air defense identification zone of the United States, which doesn't have any bearing in international law. So they sent up two F-22s and an E-3 early airborne early warning plane to fly alongside the bombers, and they flew side by side for about 12 minutes before the bombers headed back out to the ocean. And the bombers were flying 280 miles southwest of Elmendorf Air Force Base. At one point, they came within 100 miles of Kodiak Island, but again, they were in international airspace. I think the Russians are keeping an eye on the United States, just like the United States is keeping an eye on Russia, or they may be probing America's air defenses. The closer you get to war, the more you see that. Nations will start sending forces really close to each other to see how the other side reacts, how quickly they react, quickly they react, rather. Now, Donald Trump has deployed six F-35A Lightning stealth fighters to the Royal Air Force Lakenheath base in Suffolk to face off with Russian aggression. Now, at this point, I'm not seeing any Russian MiGs or Sukhois deploying to Canada to deter American aggression. And so when you hear this term, aggression, 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 just keep in mind who is parking their military off of other people's borders. Because it isn't Russia. I know you don't like to hear this, but in this world war, the United States are the bad guys. Now, apparently, not everybody in Great Britain is happy about the U.S. forces coming on over. And it's not just because of the escalation toward a potential war. Apparently, two U.S. Air Force F-15s were hot-dogging near the ground. In fact, the pilots basically described as they were just joyriding. And apparently, they flew low over some farmland and terrified some horses to the point where they were so panicked they had to be put down. So that's not going to win any friends over there. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. They just did a poll over in Russia by the state-run public opinion research center Vitsium, and basically almost a third of Russians see a real possibility of war with the United States. 14% of Russians believe the war is already underway in a very low-intensity form of conflict. Certainly, the attempted oil price war is a form of warfare, economic war. And economic wars are often the midwives of real wars. Now, we're hearing another story. This is coming out of Zero Hedge, that there may be a major Ukrainian offensive against the rebels looming, and that is another flashpoint that could bring us to war with Russia. What a mess of the planet these U.S. neocons have made. It's amazing. Now, a lot of stuff going on over in Turkey following Erdogan's declaration of victory in the referendum. Donald Trump actually congratulated Erdogan. And everybody said, what's going on? I mean, you wanted him to go, now you're congratulating on him on becoming a dictator. But there's still an issue regarding some of the votes that put Erdogan over the top, because there's a very specific procedure Turkish elections follow to try and reduce election fraud. When you vote and you show your ID to vote, you get your little ink on the thumb. I don't know if that's what they do there. But they have far more safeguards on their elections than the United States does. And part of the process is the ballots have to be stamped at the voting precinct. And apparently, there's somewhere over 2 million of the ballots that didn't have that stamp. And under Turkish law, they're not legal. But Erdogan is saying they are going to be counted because without those votes, he would have lost the referendum. And to be very honest, I can't imagine any country, any citizen of any country, voting yes on a bill that would get rid of the last vestiges of democracy and parliamentary process and basically turn the ruler into a tyrant. There had to be massive election fraud. Nobody's that dumb. So, very interesting article that came out of Deviant Investor. When will they ever learn? And it starts out with some references to some 60s music, but the real meat of the article is, 50 years ago, we were bombing North Vietnam back into the Stone Age. That worked out well for the military contractors, killed a lot of people, raised prices and taxes on the American people. 25 years ago, we were fighting Iraq and Saddam Hussein. That worked out well for the military contractors, killed a lot of people, and raised prices and taxes for the American people. 10 years ago, we were fighting again in Iraq. That worked out well for the military contractors, killed a lot of people, and raised prices and taxes for the American people. Today, we are still fighting in the Middle East and bombing Syria. Who benefits from all the wars? The military contractors and their investors. And if you look at the stock market, companies like Raytheon, who make the Tomahawk, their stock is going up. War is good business if your business is war. If your business isn't war, it's a bad thing. Now, surprisingly, there is a growing pushback against Jared Kushner. And the issue is, first of all, that he seems to have staged a palace coup against President Trump. But more to the point, he is still refusing to reveal his foreign connections. And so a group of lawmakers are saying his security clearance should be revoked, at which point he would no longer be eligible to be working inside the White House. A lot of people have been very, very critical of Jared and who his foreign entanglements are. But interestingly enough, the corporate media is still trying to cover for him. We had that story a while back where the reporters at one of the big newspapers were being told by management, do not write anything negative about Jared Kushner. He's somebody's asset in place inside the White House, and it's not the American people. Now then, interesting little revelation by Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Not too long ago, it came on out, courtesy of WikiLeaks, that the CIA had set up their own parallel operation mirroring the NSA's total information awareness, total surveillance program. Hideous waste of money to have two people doing exactly the same job. Dr. Carlstrom has revealed that back in the 1960s, at the height of the FBI's abusive COINTELPRO program, the CIA set up one of their own for domestic surveillance and operation, even though the CIA is forbidden by law from carrying out intelligence operations inside the United States. The FBI is supposed to be internal security. The CIA is supposed to be outside the country. And they're both constantly crossing into each other's domains, jurisdictions. There's all kinds of turf wars going on. Now, COINTELPRO was a violation of the Bill of Rights, what COINTELPRO was doing, what the FBI was doing. Dirty tricks, outright criminal activity. When it was finally leaked to the public, it almost delegitimized the government. And now we find out the CIA was doing exactly the same thing, and we only learned about it just now. So what else is going on in those back rooms that we, the American people, who are expected to pay for it all and obey all the dictums, what's going on in our name? It's a lot of corruption out there, and I think one thing that illustrates that, it has come on out that Susan Rice, despite being a career politician who at most made a $172,000 per year salary, has accumulated a personal wealth of $50 million. Which raises the question, was Susan Rice, like the Clintons, using their government position to make money? And are they not all? Look how many millionaires you have in Congress who were not millionaires when they got elected to Congress. Now, we're getting word that Huma Abedin is about to sell a tell-all memoir. Her asking price is $2 million. And I don't know how much is going to be in there, but I can imagine that Huma Abedin is probably going to be staying out of suburban Washington, D.C. parks and small aircraft until the actual book signings here. Now, getting on back to the issue of election fraud, which has been raised by multiple stories today. Over in Nevada, the Secretary of State for Nevada has revealed that the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles was instructing their employees to register non-citizens to vote. Nevada has a motor voter law where when you apply for your driver's license, you are registered to vote. But that's only supposed to apply to U.S. citizens or legal residents. And now we're finding out the Nevada DMV was instructing their employees to go ahead and register non-citizens to vote. Now, over in St. Paul, Minnesota, they had a recent election that gave a union, huge amounts of money. This was a labor relations deal, and this was about the Service Employees International Union. And now they're looking into massive election fraud in that election. Election fraud is not confined to presidents or members of Congress. And now they're calling for a complete re-examination of all the ballots, look for forgeries. So election fraud is a reality. The election system, as it is currently constituted, cannot be trusted. Now, down in Georgia, they had a special election to fill a vacant congressional seat. And apparently, these key electronic voter logs, which recorded the votes, were just swiped from the back of a pickup truck, of a poll worker. The guy went to a grocery store, and for some reason, the voter logs were just sitting in the back of the truck, exposed, and they were stolen. Kind of reminds me of how the negatives of Robert F. Kennedy's assassination were stolen when they were on the verge of being returned to the photographer who took them. Now, there's a story coming out of Government Slaves where Hillary Clinton is saying that the 2016 election was my last race. I would certainly like it to be true. Of course, we know that Bill and Hillary are starting to polish up Chelsea for a run for Congress and then for the White House. We have these two dynastic ruling families in this country, the Clintons and the Bushes, and their dream is for the White House to belong solely to them, to pass it off back and forth. Last year's election was supposed to be a Bush-Clinton race. To keep the good times rolling, to keep the cocaine flowing. Now, the other day we were talking about this article that appeared over at the Huffington Post. And it basically came on out trying to make a case on how white men should be denied the right to vote for 20 years to compensate for all the evil that they do to our society. And the Huffington Post, an editor at the Huffington Post, even wrote another article praising this feminist theory. Then they found out that the supposed author of the original article was a fiction, was completely made up. Somebody trolled Huffington Post. They wrote up this piece of nonsense, and Huffington Post went with it. Amazing. Now, BBC is still out there trying to push the story that Assad gassed his own people in Idlib. And they're trying to counter the common sense argument that Assad had nothing to gain from gassing civilians in Idlib, but the rebels did. And so the BBC is literally out there trying to sell the idea that the moderate rebels would never blow up children. They're not like that. Assad would do it. He's evil. But the moderate rebels, they're fighting for freedom and light and whatever the Syrian equivalent of mom apple pie in the flag is. Must be nice to have a network that's paid for by the public, mandatory television tax. You can say whatever you want. Nothing ever happens. Remember when the BBC reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 more than 20 minutes before it actually happened? And then people went back and said, let's see those raw videotapes and find out what went on. And BBC said, we just threw them away. And anybody who's ever worked in broadcast news knows you never throw away the original tapes of any world-changing event because those are a gold mine. You will be making money licensing copies of those for decades to come. And BBC said, we have no explanation. We threw out the raw tapes. It's just one of those things. Stop thinking too much. If you're a loyal citizen, if you're a loyal subject to the crown, you will stop thinking. Maybe it's time to have their brains surgically removed. They're of no use to us while they have a brain. We'll be right back after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And somebody just sent me screen caps of Michael Savage's Twitter account from a year ago, where he was saying he was supporting Donald Trump and saying, we need somebody who's going to run the country like a business and not like an empire, coupled with his current Twitter feed where he's out there saying, yes, an empire would be a good thing. So, yeah, he got turned around real, real quick here. Somebody did an analysis of the various search engines. And if you use a lot of search engines, you probably realize that there is a feature called autocomplete, where you will start to type something into the search window, and it will provide a pull-down of possible things that you might want to click on and save the typing time. And that list normally is based on what other people are searching for at that time. So you're getting the most common searches in that category. And over at Investment Watch blog, they had this story where somebody went back and did an analysis of Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and they found out that if you typed in the word Hillary on Yahoo and Bing, you would get all the selections like, did she sell secrets, is she a murderer, is she corrupt, and so forth. But on Google, all of the provided suggestions were positive. Hillary's whatever. And so, again, we're seeing the social media platforms are becoming just as controlled and corrupted as the corporate media. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say I completely agree. I think that that white men should have their vote taken away, their right to vote taken away for 20 years.
I hope you're joking.
No, I mean, if they're willing to give it up, I think it should be taken away.
Well, I'm not willing to give it up. I know our votes don't really count all that much, but I mean, can you imagine what would happen if somebody came on out and said we should take women's right to vote away because they're emotional and they're getting all this other stuff, or take away the right to vote from blacks or Hispanics? The article really was absurd, and that's why we all reacted to it. But the issue was the article was a hoax, and Huffington Post actually went with it, showing just how liberal they have become.
Right. Well, you know, it's like this guy with Oathkeeper, Stuart Rhodes. Now, he's a Yale-educated attorney, military veteran, all that, real smart guy, articulate and everything. But, you know, his main concern is fashion. You know, he wants to be fashionable. He goes out there, and when he realizes that there might be some people associated with, you know, quote-unquote white nationalism or something, his main concern is he's got to get out there and let people know, look, you know, we don't care about white rights, you know, because, you know, I mean, the way I look at it, if white people don't look out for their own rights, for their own interest, who else is going to? No one.
I don't want to encourage any more factionalism and splitting within our society. But on the other hand, there is no question that somebody is trying to stir up an anti-white sentiment in our population. We know that the feminists, going all the way back to the 1990s, have been pushing an anti-male agenda. We know that the more militant of the LGBT community has been pushing a campaign against what they call the breeders, meaning the straights. And now, of course, we're seeing this Black Lives Matter, you know, pushing this campaign against white people. So where it all overlaps is on the straight white males. And all of a sudden, we've been declared a target. And the fact that Huffington Post would even run an article this absurd shows us that again, they're trying to use the divide and conquer to keep us confused and at war with each other. Anyway, Frank, I got to let you go. We're on the verge of another commercial break. And in the remaining time here, apparently, interesting story. When CNN was broadcasting from the White House Easter egg roll, a kid ran behind the talking heads and appears to say fake news. So that was kind of fun. All right, getting into the economic news, and the news is not looking all that good. Story coming out of RINF.com, the Trump White House is taking marching orders from hundreds of CEOs, and maybe one of the reasons that the White House does not want the visitor logs to get out is how many corporate executives have been having meetings with Donald Trump. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Karen in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have a few questions for you. Hi there. Do you have any alternatives to Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter? And do you suggest that we stay off those sites if there are alternatives? That's question number one.
Well, I recommend for search engines DuckDuckGo or Yandex.
Will you spell that, please?
Well, actually, if you go to my website and look in the left margin, there are links to all of those. You can just click on that, go on in, and sign on up. To replace Facebook, there is Scene Life, and to replace Twitter, there is Gab, and there's also another Facebook replacement is called VK, and I'm posting a lot of material to those right now, and so far, I'm not seeing any indications of censorship, and they are gaining in users and popularity, because people do not want to go to a social media platform that arrogantly says, we will decide for you what you're thinking, seeing, hearing, and reading, because we've had enough of that nonsense from the regular corporate media.
So all of these sites, there are links to, obvious links to, on your site.
In the left margin, the left margin sidebar, you will see a whole row of these little icons that show a Scene Life, Gab, VK, Yandex, and DuckDuckGo.
Okay, thank you.
Right. All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go. Now then, getting on back to the news here, we're talking about the economy. We're talking about how Donald Trump has had an endless string of corporate executives, Wall Street people, marching in and out of the White House, and we are beginning to see indications that Donald Trump's economic and tax policy, like so much else, is diverging rapidly from his campaign rhetoric. Now, when Donald Trump won his election, gold actually dropped because everybody thought Donald Trump is going to fix the economy, the dollar is going to go up, and the investing market is going to be really, really good, and it hasn't materialized. And so gold has now erased its post-election decline and appears to be heading up again. Now, there was a little profit-taking on Friday. And we know that the bankers and the equities dealers are still trying to find some way to keep those prices down low. But they're not going to be able to do it forever. And again, I strongly recommend, if you have surplus cash that you can invest, you get it in silver and gold. Silver's actually been outperforming gold, but you should have them both under your own control. Do not buy those paper contracts. They are leveraged hundreds to one, and when there is a run on the metals, and sooner or later there will be, most of the people holding those paper contracts, that's all they're going to be left with, paper contracts. What you want is something of value, tangible, inherent value under your control. That is the first step back to economic freedom. That's the way the country actually started, because when the United States was created, gold and silver coins were the money. Now, the paper notes were just claim checks. And stamped on the front of them was the little message. You can take this paper note to the bank and exchange it for its face value in lawful money. And the lawful money meant the silver and gold coinage. And once that silver and gold was in your pocket, there wasn't anything the government or the bankers could do to change its value. That was economic freedom, and you could spend it wherever you want or not spend it. And you could go through your entire life without ever having to go into a bank. Today, it's completely different. We're back in the system that led to the American Revolution. We're being forced to be dependent on paper notes created out of thin air and loaned at interest by a private central bank. And now they're pushing for the cashless society, where you're not allowed to have anything in your pocket of your wealth. It must be in the bank. The bankers must be allowed to hold your money for you. We'll give you an allowance every once in a while. And the IMF has come on out and admitted, once they accomplish a cashless society, they're going to go into negative interest rates on all savings accounts. You want to know the best way in the world to be a bank robber? Own the bank. Now, here's an article. It's over in Post News D2, how the U.S. government is approaching $20 trillion in debt. And I remember just back in the 1990s, when the U.S. government was $5 trillion in debt, there was actually an attempt to get a constitutional resolution passed in three-quarters of the states, saying that when the national debt goes over $6 trillion, the federal government is dissolved. And unfortunately, they couldn't get enough states to sign on to that. And now we're at $20 trillion in debt. And a big part of that debt, of course, is the military spending. Now, you've probably been told thus and such out of your tax dollars goes into the military. But a lot of that is actually hidden and spread on out. We know a lot of the black budget gets buried in the budgets of other departments, which explains why they absorb so much money and provide so little service. But when you take the spending for weapons development, spending for the wars, the spending for the veterans' benefits, which is a lot, even though they're being treated very poorly, it comes up to almost half of the entire gross domestic product is geared toward war. And that is another indicator that we're heading toward a Soviet Union-style collapse. Because toward the end, the Soviet Union was overspending and overspending on military development to deter American aggression, and they bankrupted themselves. And we're headed exactly the same way. There is no way to pay this debt off ever, because it all came out of that private central bank. And any new money coming out of that private central bank is just another loan at interest. That is the trap of private central banking. Once that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. And that's why an enslaved population can never get out of debt. The system either has to collapse, or you have to have a ruler who is strong enough to nationalize or shut down that bank, the way Andrew Jackson did. That's another one of the reasons why they're rushing to war. They're hoping if they can get a world war going, that you'll forget about the economic hardship. They'll have something to blame. Yes, the American people are starving and homeless and hungry and everything's in horrible condition, but it's the war, you know. It's because of the war. Don't even think that it had anything to do with fiscal mismanagement and a predatory private central bank. It's the war. It's the fault of the Russians and the Chinese. You hate them, not us. Now, Puerto Rico is looking like it is going to have to declare bankruptcy. They have a deadline this coming May 1st to restructure $70 billion in debt. And anyone betting on returns from the island's widely held U.S. municipal bonds, they're starting to get very nervous and twitchy. Everybody's hovering on the edge of bankruptcy. The U.S. itself, Puerto Rico, certainly Venezuela, they're having troops in the streets now to deal with that. And that is because private central banking is inherently unstable. Because, by design, it produces more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt crushes the system. And that is why, following the coming global crash, I would hope that every single nation, as they rebuild, outlaw private central banking and go back to a government providing its own money interest-free to support commerce. Now, WikiLeaks is releasing a lot of information from the Vault 7 documents, and apparently they have found indications that CIA can't hack into the Bitcoin system. So those spooks are just about everywhere, poking their nose where it really doesn't belong. Martin Armstrong is out there saying that the elite are going to do whatever it takes to prevent the UK leaving the European Union. And apparently Theresa May has surprised everybody by calling for a general election on the 8th of June of this year in order to try and get some of the remainers out of the parliament and the government, because they're still trying to mount demands for a second referendum or delay or all this other stuff. They're going along with ridiculous demands from Brussels. Unfortunately, remember how hard they worked to try and rig the Brexit vote. They're going to rig the June 8th election to get the Brexiteers out and keep the Remainers back in. Because rulers and tyrants, money junkies, they believe it's their divine right to play dirty. And they will at every opportunity here. Now, it still may come to naught because the latest polls in Italy and Sweden have the Eurosceptics in the lead. Now, we know Marine Le Pen is a Eurosceptic. Polls are showing her in the lead. Her campaign office was burned by her opponents. And now, of course, there's this very unfortunate circumstance. It's a computer goof. where 500,000 French citizens have received duplicate polling cards, which means they could cast two votes. And French authorities are saying, yes, there is a problem, and 500,000 extra votes could take the election away from Marine Le Pen, but we can't investigate until after the election is over. Because if Marine Le Pen loses the election, there will be no investigation. That's kind of how these things tend to work on out. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jeff in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was looking at some website, and it says that two of Trey Gowdy's investigators, federal investigators or something like that, have disappeared. Their car was found abandoned in a rest area in Little Rock, Kansas, or Arkansas.
Well, I haven't seen that yet. Could you send me that URL?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just playing around. It was a site that I don't really look at much. Let me see if I can find it here. Let's go back here.
Do you remember the name of the site?
The Free Thought Project.
Okay, if you will send me that URL, I'd like to look into it. But we need to be aware right now that a lot of nonsensical stuff is being put out in the independent media to trip them up, to make them look less credible. There literally is a war going on between the corporate media and the independent media, so we have to be very, very careful. A few weeks ago, they were out there saying that Trey Gowdy had exhumed the body of Vince Foster, and that story was a hoax as well. But I would imagine that if something had happened to Trey Gowdy's investigators, he'd be on the news right now screaming about it. So I want to take a look at the story and see where it's sourced from.
And then are any of these other, new alternative websites, do they support, like, videos like YouTube where the person like you would get money out of the deal, or are we all getting squeezed out?
Well, the independent social media, let's call it that, the independent social media, Scene Life, VK, Gab, and the rest of it, there is no monetization available. But obviously, I'm not doing what I do here to become rich, and I succeeded at that. So I put the videos out, and when YouTube banned monetization on my videos on YouTube, I shrugged my shoulders because that wasn't why I was doing what I was doing. But the advantage of these other platforms is that so far they seem to have been following the principle of freedom of expression. That's why I'm recommending going to them and abandoning Facebook and YouTube and Google.
Yeah,
the unholy trinity.
I'm a cab driver and I want to look up an address on Google Maps, right?
Yes.
I don't want to see where I can have tea by, this hotel. I want to see the directions to the hotel on the freeway,
I think there is a way to turn off the little automatic ads. Obviously, if you put in a search term for restaurant, you'll get that popped up. One thing to be very careful about Google Maps is that a lot of the business locations that seem to be near you are actually fraudulent. When you call the number, the call goes to a call center that maintains contracts with people in your area. They don't actually have a place of business, so you have to be careful about that. But if you don't want to go to Google Maps, I would suggest just getting yourself a nice GPS unit. I recommend the Garmin's very, very highly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or I got the Apple Maps, too, on the phone. Google Maps actually were better about a year or two ago. They were easier to use and more made sense.
They junked them up a little bit, but there are ways to control the layers that are visible. One of my main gripes about Google Maps is that when businesses go out of business, which is happening a lot, they are not taken off the Google Map. And so you'll waste a lot of time searching for something in your area, and you'll call, and you say that number is no longer in operation. You'll call again, that number is no longer in operation. Anyway, Jeff, got to let you go. Good luck with your mapping system. We're coming up here on a commercial break. Now then, interesting little story, and it certainly dovetails with a lot that we've been talking about regarding the real reason for the open borders. There is this radio show host Josh Tolley, and he was interviewing this lady who was involved in her state's refugee immigration program and said basically it's more extensive than most people realize, and basically says how the United Nations is planning immigration into the U.S. in order to basically break up our sovereignty at some point in the future. And I've been saying exactly the same thing. There is an attack on our sense of identity, our sense of self. They went after the Confederate flag. Now they're saying wearing red, white, and blue is racist and offensive. People who have a strong source of who they are, where they come from, what their history is, they're very hard to control. People who don't have that are very easy to sway. If you look at the religion of Judaism, it is so important for them to know their history. Or if you look at the Maoris, where everybody literally memorizes the names of the last 30 generations in their family. And that's what's under attack by the New World Order. They want you confused about who you are, confused about what restroom to use. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about still pushing for a one-world government, one-world private central bank here. Now, as you remember, when Obama was president, he came up with this law that basically was going to force diversity into neighborhoods, to literally mandate that every neighborhood would have so many of these kind of people and so many of that kind of people and so forth and so on. And it really angered a lot of people. And it was called the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. But it was done without regard to the economic realities of certain people. And a lot of individuals were very, very concerned that having worked to build a very nice neighborhood for themselves and their families, that all of a sudden they were being forced to accept individuals who may not fit in, which, of course, is the whole point, get everybody confused and at each other. Fortunately, legislation has now been introduced in Congress to defund and overturn this bill. In other words, people are going to be allowed to live where they want to live rather than have your domicile decided by the government on the basis of, oh, we need this ethnicity in this neighborhood, therefore you shall live there. Now, another interesting story, an artifact of our open borders, up in Montana, they have started to suspect that the Border Patrol officials up there are working with the drug smugglers, and there's about 40 miles of U.S. border totally unpatrolled. And when I read this, it reminded me of when Claire and I were living in Washington State, because there was an uncontrolled airfield up towards Snoqualmie Pass. And we used to go up there to Snoqualmie Pass all the time for the resort there to get the view of Mount Rainier, and we really enjoyed living in Washington State. We had a good time there. But we noticed a couple of times what appeared to be drug flights going in and out of that field. Now, remember that whole situation in Arkansas in the 1980s? The governor of the state, Bill Clinton, kept the law enforcement, drug enforcement people away from the airports being used by the CIA. So it looks like it's not confined to just Arkansas here. Now, for those of you living in California, if you've been worried about the Calexit, that apparently has now died because negative publicity. Apparently, one of the organizers of the Calexit was linked to Russia. And in the current Russian bashing climate, it worked against the Calexit petition. Signatures slowed down. And so now the petition drive has been ended. They're not going to make it on the ballot. So if California is ever going to secede, let it go some other time. All right, we're coming up here on our station identification. We'll be right back with a phone call.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.